The presentation of this program from Camp Hahn is for the entertainment of the personnel stationed here and does not necessarily constitute an endorsement of our product by the War Department, as they do not endorse any product.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Camp Hahn near Riverside, California, Bristol Myers, the makers of iPana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile with Eddie Cantor.
Harry, I don't know if they listen to our broadcast. Tell me if it's significant that most of these fellas here are carrying gas. I sat here at Camp Hahn this afternoon. What a ride. What a ride I had. We looped the loop. We did power dives. We went 200 miles an hour. And then it happened.
Well, what happened?
The Jeep turned over. And Harry, you know what a Jeep is, Harry.
Oh, now it comes.
A concrete mixer that got drafted.
Well, you know, everyone who rides in a Jeep complains about that.
Ours, I didn't mind it a bit.
What?
Of course, I had Veronica Lake in my lap. Oh.
Say, that reminds... How did you ever get Veronica Lake to come on our program? Anyway?
How did I ever get her? He asked. How did I ever get her?
Well, I wondered.
She likes me. She wants me. I'm desired.
Oh, boy. What would a beautiful lake want with a little drip like you?
Is that so? Well, as it happens, she's going to a nightclub with me tonight after the broadcast.
Are there nightclubs near here?
Are you kidding? Only a few miles from this camp, there's a very wild town called Riverside.
You mean it's really wild, Eddie?
Wild? You're asking if it's wild?
Well, you said wild cow.
Harry, they've got one club in Riverside that's dynamite. If you get there before 7 o'clock at night and you have a pull with the manager, he lets you in through a secret door, and if nobody's looking, he'll slip you the strongest chocolate soda you ever tasted.
Soda? That sounds like pretty dead stuff for a club.
Dead? Harry, it's so quiet there you can hear a pinball machine tilt.
Well, what do the soldiers do for music?
Shh. Every half hour, 6 pallbearers carry a jukebox through the dining room. Oh, but it's wonderful, Harry, being here at Camp Hahn.
Yes, sir.
Honestly, I enjoy it. Don't you envy these soldiers, Harry? Don't
yes,
you, Edie?
I do, Eddie. Gee, I wish I was...
What?
No kidding. I wish I was getting $42 a month. Matter with him?
Yeah, you're lucky you're not working for Jack Benny. By the way, Harry, you know Jack broadcast from this camp, so did Kay Kaiser and Edgar Bergen. I feel a little bit hurt that they took so long to invite me here, Harry.
Oh, no.
I feel bad.
Well, that's how the Army does things.
Well, and how do the Army, why?
Well, first they take the 1A, and then after a while they get around to the 4F.
Listen, smart guy. These boys must be crazy about me. Look at the sacrifice they made just to see me.
What do you mean?
Jamming themselves into this theater, 2,500 of them, when they could be outdoors marching, drilling, and exercising under that... Sure. That gorgeous hot sun. They love me, Harry. They really do.
Hey.
What?
Not that MP over there. What's he mad about anyway?
Well, Harry, he's mad. The day is almost gone. He hasn't hit anybody yet.
Oh, no, Eddie.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, these MPs, they really have a soft heart. They really have, Harry. Just before they hit a man, they always ask him if he wants one lump or two.
No, you're only fooling, Eddie. I know these MPs have a pretty tough job, you know.
Yeah, but not any tougher than these infantrymen. You know, an infantryman has to carry all his equipment when he drills, Harry.
Yes.
Why, this morning, during a grueling 6-mile hike, one fella had to carry 200 pounds.
What, 200 pounds?
Yes, sir. 10 pounds of equipment and a top sergeant. And by the way, Harry...
What?
One top sergeant, I shouldn't mention his name, it might be a military secret. One top sergeant told me that when war broke out, they ordered 50 brand new American flags right here at Camp Hahn, and they hung up 49 of them in the camp.
Oh, well, what happened to the other American flag?
Oh, that's the one they're going to hang up in Tokyo. By the way, are you listening, Tokyo?
Yeah.
What are you doing with your silk, worms?
Hey, Incidentally, Eddie, we've had a lot of swell letters about your shortwave broadcast. How about one of them now from Japan, huh?
You want to hear a shortwave broadcast? Okay, take it away, Tokyo!
Tokyo, Japan. We now bring you famous Japanese news analyst, H.B. Sukiyaki.
Flash, all Japanese will soon return to ancestral custom of wearing kimonos. Wearing kimonos only way to keep American soldiers from scaring pants off us. Unflash. Japanese spies report that there is big food shortage in America. Only thing left, oranges. Everybody go around saying, tangerine! Tangerine! Flash. Japanese admiralty say our Navy must bring counterattack against enemy so Tojo will not lose face. Have seen Tojo's face and wonder why he do not want to lose it. Should throw it away. Reports about Jimmy Doolittle bombing Tokyo, absolutely false. No bombs have been falling here. Everything quiet. Very quiet here. Loud noise you hear, not bombs. Mikado chewing bubble gum. Oh, that was a big one. Oh. Reports that Japanese Navy lose ships in Coral Sea, false. We did not lose ships. There's nothing to worry about because we are building more ships to replace the ships we did not lose in Coral Sea. We take you now to deck of SS Yokohama to prove that it was not damaged by torpedoes. Take it away, SS Yokohama.
Hello, Tokyo. Not true that my ship is sinking. If ship was sinking, I would be drowning. So? Is big lie that ship is sinking. Goodbye.
He will be back in a flash with a fish. Now, fellas, to get the taste of Tokyo out of our ears, we bring you the soothing voice of lovely Dinah Shore.
Well, Mr. Cantor, what's cooking?
What's cooking? Dinah, look out in that audience and then ask me that again. I mean it, Dinah. You know, you've got that certain, you know, why, I myself could carry the torch for you.
Carry the torch? At your age, Mr. Cantor? Why, it would take you 2 weeks to get a flicker out of a flashlight bulb.
All right. Make with the music, Dinah. Let's have tangerine.
Tangerine. She is all they claim. With her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame, tangerine, when she passes by, senorita's stare and caballero's sigh. Across the Argentine, yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine. Ah, the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. belongs to tangerine. La tangerine. La
Dinah, I never get enough of your singing. That's why coming on Friday on your own show to hear some more of it. Tell me, are you having any fun here tonight, honey?
Oh, I'll say I am, Mr. Cantor.
Good. How about you, Harry? Having any fun?
Oh, am I? Boy, what a place. You know, Eddie, they have a gun here that can shoot it.
Military signal? Oh, you can't.
Oh. Well, anyway, what a place this is. And they tell me that the weather here...
Harry. Military secret. Look, Harry, before we both get into trouble, you'd better change the subject. Can't you talk about anything but camps and weather? A smart fellow like you, Harry?
Well, let's see. I could tell about the time...
Well, but, Harry, who'd believe it? See what I mean?
Oh, Eddie, I've got it. Something that's no secret at all. And something would help those who hear it feel better faster. And it's this. Ladies and gentlemen, whenever you wake up in the morning feeling headachy and dull because you need a laxative, take Sal Hepatica right away. Because then Sal Hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. So there's no need to risk going through the whole day feeling miserable. Sal Hepatica has another advantage, too.
Sparkling Sal Hepatica also helps counteract excess gastric acidity, helps turn a sour stomach sweet again.
So get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist tomorrow. And whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
And now, ladies and gentlemen and fellas here at Camp Hahn, I'd like you to meet our special guest, the sensation of I Wanted Wings and the star of Sullivan's Travels in the new Paramount picture, This Gun for Hire, Veronica Lake. All right, fellas, look back at me now. Veronica, here at Camp Hahn, I wouldn't wear my hair over one eye if I were you.
You wouldn't? Why not?
With 2,500 wolves around, sister, you better keep both eyes open. Such a fragile little frail. Tell me, Veronica, I've been curious to know, how much do you weigh?
98 pounds.
You may only weigh 98 pounds, but you make every pound count. Look at those fellas, they're counting, too. On the level, Veronica, is that all you weigh?
Well, here's a card I got out of one of those penny weighing machines. That should prove it.
Well, let me see. It says, you weigh 98 pounds, have a pleasant disposition, a very lovely figure, and what are you doing tonight, babe? What scale did you get this out of?
The one in front of the Plantation Inn.
Oh, I saw. That's good. Gosh, Veronica, I can't get over the way you comb your hair. You know, it's influenced Jack Benny a great deal, the way you comb your hair.
What do you mean?
Benny is now wearing his toupee over one eye. Just think, Veronica, when I first came to Hollywood, they used to call him Curly.
Eddie, how old were you when you first came to Hollywood?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I was 18 when I ate my first meal in the Brown Derby.
Listen, when you were 18, the Brown Derby was just a cap.
Oh, I'm not so old. After all, I'm still the romantic type. Don't you think so? Don't you?
Wait a minute. Well, I'm trying to think of an evasive answer.
Veronica, I'm the same type as Charles Boyer. Look, I can close my eyes dreamily, just like Boyer.
Let me see.
There. And I can pucker up like Charles Boyer.
Let me see.
There. And I can kiss like Charles Boyer. I said I can kiss. I said I can kiss like Charles Boyer. Funny, it worked all right with Edna May Oliver. You know, Edna May is doing her bit these days, Veronica. She recently joined the Women's Army.
I know. I'd like to join, too, but because of my weight, I don't know if the Women's Army will let me in.
Well, if you have any trouble getting in that army, I imagine these boys will be very happy to... See how polite they are, not a sound.
You're right, Eddie. The boys at this camp are the most courteous I've ever seen. I went all over the camp, and not one of them tried to flirt with me.
Well, I can't believe it.
Well, you can ask the general. He was with me.
You say the general?
Yes, we were discussing the woman's army. You see, I'd like to get into active service.
Oh, Veronica, you wouldn't be any help in active service. I can just imagine the scene. The soldiers are standing in the trenches. Back in the dugout, you're sitting around in the negligee. Comes the zero hour, and nobody wants to go over the top. I mean nobody.
I'm serious, Eddie. I'd like to serve with a group of fellows like these boys at Camp Hahn. However, I will admit that I'd be a little nervous if the enemy approached.
Forget the enemy, honey. If you're in a trench with these guys, they're the ones you got to worry about. Believe me, I wish they would accept trim little girls like you in the women's army. They should keep out some of the stout ones. I saw them.
Why?
Well, one woman I happened to see was about 210 pounds, and she was trying to cram herself into a tank. After a few minutes, she stuck her head through the top and said, "Thank heavens, I finally found a girdle that fits." A funny thing about the women's army, they have no bugler, to blow reveille.
Well, how do they wake the women up?
A guy runs through the barracks yelling, "Silk stockings, 98 cents a pair." when a lot of bargain-hunting women hear 98 cents, baby, that's really a counterattack.
Eddie, you know a lot of army officials. I wish there was some way that you could help me get into the women's army.
Well, yes, I can. I'll introduce you to the head of the women's army.
Do you think he'll accept me?
Oh, the minute he takes one look at you, he'll open his mouth and he'll say,
"How do you do?"
Miss Gordon, the mad Russian. Wow. Russian?
Yes?
Russian, I want you to meet. I want you to meet a famous personality who has captured the imagination of the American public by wearing a lock of hair over one eye.
Eddie Camper, this is Wendell Willkie.
No. No. This.
Yes?
This is Veronica Lake. Just look at her. Isn't her form divine?
Such a small figure. I'll give a small whistle. That's all.
Russian?
Yes?
You don't seem to realize that you're talking to a famous movie star.
But I do. I saw her in that picture. I wanted women.
No, you mean I wanted wings.
Listen, you want what you want, and I'll want what I want.
Russian.
Yes?
Miss Lake's presence has apparently brought out your romantic side.
Ah, yes. How true. She has such a lovely fragrance. Cologne. Mine dear, may I light it up for you?
Russian, don't be silly. Cologne doesn't burn.
Evidently, you do not read the papers.
Not bad, Russian.
I made a promise to have mine hair cut every time Germany is bombed. And by the end of this month...
Yes?
Clip my hair and call me Baldy.
Look, Russian.
Yes?
As head of the women's army, have you done anything to help win the war?
Well, I invented a bomb sight that can drop a bomb on a cantaloupe from 25,000 feet. But it's no good.
Why not?
Who wants to bomb a cantaloupe?
Russian, look, if you're really a military expert, why don't you give Miss Lake some instructions?
Very well. We'll have a drill. Harmonica?
No, Veronica.
You call her what you like, I'll call her what I like. Attention! Forward! March!
Wait a minute, Russian. If she marches forward, she'll bump into you.
Leave me alone. I know what I'm doing.
Veronica, forget about the mad Russian. He can't teach you a thing.
Ah, silly boy. I'm a wonderful teacher. Every day I'm taking my female captain out for target practice. And she is wonderful. Marvelous.
She is?
Yes. Next week I'm buying her a gun.
Oh, Russian.
Why does everybody call him Russian? Russian, what is your real name?
I don't know. Everybody's calling me Mad Russian. ever since I was a little kiddie. An itchy bitchy kiddie. Everybody was calling me the Mad Russian. All my life I'm hearing Mad Russian, Mad Russian, Mad Russian. And you know something?
What?
I like it.
Russian? Russian? Kiss, hey, kiss hey. Veronica Lake and say goodbye to her. Go on, give her a
goodbye. Yeah.
That's all. Well, Veronica, now that you've met the Mad Russian, I'd like to have you meet a very good friend of mine, Harry Von Zell. Oh, Harry!
Yes?
This is Miss Veronica Lake.
Oh, how do you do, Veronica?
Hello, Harry. And just what do you do on this program?
Well, you see...
Harry and I have been friends for years, you know. Go ahead, Harry. Tell her what you do.
Well, I'll tell you, Veronica.
We've traveled all over the country together. Go ahead, Harry.
Well, Veronica...
Yeah, a great guy, that Von Zell. One of the best. Well, what are you waiting for, Harry? Tell her what you do.
Well,
yes, sir, a great...
All right, all right. You tell her,
Harry. Harry, I'm surprised at all. I was only trying to give you a build-up.
Well, maybe so.
Well, not that you need one, mind you. Why, millions of people know you, Harry. And I'm sure that many, many of them owe their attractive smiles to the fact that you tell them about Ipana.
Oh, so that's what you do.
Uh-huh. You see, Veronica, I know that everyone wants an attractive smile, so I suggest that they massage their gums regularly with Ipana toothpaste. Because Ipana is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, it's especially designed to help stimulate and strengthen gums. And when gums are firm and healthy, teeth are brighter and more sparkling. So naturally, your smile is bound to be more attractive. It's easy then to understand why so many men and women follow this simple, healthful routine.
Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana toothpaste. And every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
So, ladies and gentlemen, get a tube of Ipana from your druggist tomorrow. And since the government has ruled that we can't buy toothpaste of any kind unless we take an empty tube to the store in exchange, don't forget to turn in an empty metal tube of some kind when you get your Ipana toothpaste.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we begin a new feature on our program. We're going to invite one of the soldiers in Camp Hahn to take over the microphone and speak to his folks back home.
The name of each soldier at Camp Hahn has been placed in a huge lottery bowl, and already one name has been drawn. We call on him now from New York City, Private Harvey Oster.
Private Oster, it's a pleasure to meet you. Tell me, how old are you?
I'm 28, Mr. Canner.
That's fine. I hope you don't mind my quizzing you, Harvey. You know, you can ask me a question if you'd like to.
All right. How old are you?
And how tall are you, Harvey?
Right now, I'm 5'11". Of course, in a few months, I expect to be over 6 feet.
Over 6 feet? How come?
Well, by that time, I hope to be standing on a couple of jabs.
I've got a hunch you will. You probably have got a lot to say to the folks back home, so go right ahead. There's a telephone right here, and the microphone is yours. Speak up, Harvey. Don't be scared.
Well, in the first place, I want to assure my mother and father that I'm happy here. I've gained 14 pounds, and the food is swell.
Good. And how about a message for the girlfriend? You have a girlfriend? What's her name, Harvey?
Florence Melamed. She's a dental hygienist.
Oh, dental flossie, eh? Go ahead, Harvey. You can talk to your girl if you like. Take all the time you want.
Thanks for the picture, Florence. You look like you gained a few pounds, too, so watch out.
That's no way to sign off with your girlfriend. She's 3,000 miles away. The least you can do is give her a kiss. Come on, just... Let's have a big kiss for Florence. Go ahead.
Well, okay.
Such a lover. Harvey, stop hugging the microphone. Have you any more messages for the hometown?
Just one, but it's rather personal.
Well, I'm sure we don't mind. Go right ahead.
To the Friendly Loan Company of New York. Please be patient.
That was all right, Harvey. And Dinah Shaw, don't you think that Private Oster here deserves a kiss for coming up here on our program?
Oh, I certainly do, Mr. Cantor. Private Oster.
Don't worry, Florence. Don't worry, Florence. He's just practicing for you.
Practicing? Brother, he's perfect.
That was swell. And thank you, Private Harvey Oster. Now, I want to give all you soldiers here at Camp Hahn a chance to send a message to your girlfriends. Cookie, start cooking. Don't
stay on the apple tree.
From a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet, and it fits you to a T. So don't
sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. If I come marching home.
I told the gang, the whole shebang, that you were sweet and true. They ran right in and came right back with the photograph of you. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. I want you under that old apple tree all alone when I come marching. Thank you, fellas. It's been a lot of fun here. Next week, we'll be broadcasting from Long Beach before an audience of Navy enlisted men and naval cadets. And our special guest will be the current sensation of the country, the man who gave his great recordings of I Don't Want to Walk Without You, Baby, and You Made Me Love You, Harry James and his boys. Meantime, may I remind you about the two products that make these Wednesdays together possible. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Ipana, Sal Hepatic. And so, remember, I love to spend each Wednesday with you. Ask friend to friend. I'm sorry it's through. I'm telling you.
Summertime means bigger washings, extra washings, hands constantly in and out of water. So summertime also means Touché, thrilling new discovery in skin care, and latest product of Bristol-Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica and Ipana. For Touché protects beforehand. You smooth Touché on your hands before they go into soap and water, and Touché guards your skin against reddening and roughening. Notice, too, how grand Touché is for all over body beauty. How it keeps back and shoulders velvety soft, hands, arms, and legs smooth as can be all summer long. Touché, spelled T-O-U-S-H-A-Y, is thrifty, too. It's so rich and creamy, a little goes a long way. So for greater summer loveliness, begin today to use Touché.
This program came to you from Camp Hahn. This is the National Broadcasting Company.